Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad to have you along this morning. My name is Tony Bush. I'm in the studio this morning with co-host Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here.
And our guest this morning is Dr. Douglas Nelson. Dr. Nelson is a dentist in town, and we'll be talking to Doug in just a few minutes. But first, we just want to tell you about the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We're one of about 360 chapters around the country. We have about 40 mentors in our chapter who service an area from Appleton down to Oshkosh through Fond du Lac. And we service those eight counties and help those business owners and those who are wanting to get into business start their business and be successful in the business. And Randy, I guess it brings up the point that we are looking for mentors.
Correct.
We'd like mentors in Fond du Lac. We're trying to rebuild that office down
right.
there.
We've had a couple of meetings down there. We're proceeding to have right now about four or five people who have indicated that they're interested in being involved with SCORE. But I'm sure that there are other listeners out there in that part of the counties, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Marquette, any of the counties, Washera down there. If you're been in business for 5 to 15 years, have experience, and are willing to work with people to help them succeed, please contact us. We're looking to talk to you because we are always looking for new people in the organization.
And that goes for the whole chapter, just Fond du Lac specifically or especially, but also Oshkosh and Appleton. We're looking for mentors to come in and help us with all the requests that we're getting from folks out there who are looking for help in building and growing their businesses.
Right. Tony, you've been involved with SCORE for quite a while. I've been involved with about 9 years now. And for those of you who've been in business, it is very, very rewarding to be able to sit down with people, answer their questions, help them to avoid the kind of mistakes that could be very expensive, and help them get their businesses launched. I know you have a number of launches that you've been responsible for. I've got about maybe, I would say, 7 or 8 that I have been responsible for.
Right.
And you get that really proud feeling when you see it take off and really does well. So,
and the nice thing about it is it's free, and you're getting more than what you pay for here, because the mentors who come into SCORE are they're pretty much screened. They're shown how to do the mentoring, but they draw upon their lifetime of experience and the wisdom they've developed over the years in business. And SCORE can team up with each other. Randy and I have teamed up. We have a client who has some need for marketing, and that's Randy's expertise. And maybe that client, that conversation morphs into banking and cash flow. That's where I'll come in.
Right.
And we'll have someone come in with IT expertise and HR expertise.
Yep.
So we have the depth of resources to be able to help business owners, not only those who are starting out. We do a lot of that, but also those businesses already in business. You might be a $2 million, $3 million company looking to grow your company or diverse into another area, and you'd like to get some advice from someone. Yep. We have fellows in our chapter who have some tremendous experience.
We have people with international business experience.
Yeah.
We have people with manufacturing, people in retail, people in, like you said, IT and computer background, also social media. So anything that you, as an existing business, need help with, give us a call, because we have people who can work with you.
In addition to doing the mentoring, the SCORE chapter in Appleton, the Fox City SCORE chapter, also puts on a number of seminars and presentations throughout the year. Randy, we have a Simple Steps program coming up in May and June.
Correct. The Simple Steps program is a 5-class program that we have. It starts with a basic program. It's a morning program that we do. It runs from 8 o'clock in the morning until about 12:30. Includes coffee, donuts, and lunch. Plus, it also helps you to find out what it's all about to be in business, what it's all about to be an entrepreneur. That's coming up as of May 15th. That particular course you can register for is $25. Then it is followed by 4 additional sessions. Those will be in June, and they are in the evenings. Those sessions cover the areas of business concepts, marketing planning. It covers the area of financial projections,
financial statements,
with you and Mary Lou work very much on. And then we go to the last one, which is Where do I find the money?
The pot of gold.
The funding. And how do I get that? And we usually have experts, an attorney, an accountant. We have a banker that comes in and talks about where you find this. So you're getting it not only from some of the mentors, but also some professionals out there who have the background.
Each of the sessions is $25 a person.
Right, right.
And the four sessions you referred to are 3 hours long from 6 till 9?
That's correct, and they're held at the chamber office.
And Wednesday evening?
That's Wednesday evenings, yeah.
In June?
June. That'll be the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. And if I could remind you, if you're thinking about it, please register for these programs. That way we know what we can anticipate for people attending. We have it set up. You can go out to the SCORE website at foxcities.score.org. And register there for local programs. You can also register on the website here, for the BizTalkWithScore.com website. There's a little link that says join us for chapter events and local programs.
There you go.
Click right on that. It takes you right to where you want to be.
Yep.
And lastly, just a reminder to veterans out there, anybody coming back who is interested in starting their own business, no matter when you were in service, you can qualify under the special program that SCORE has. It's called the Veterans Fast Launch Program. And again, there it's necessary for you to simply go out to the SCORE website, the national website, and that would be at score.org, and click on the Veterans Fast Launch Program. You receive a coupon that entitles you to attend any and all seminars free.
Yep.
So it's a great way for veterans who are interested in business, want to get their own start, to learn what you need to know.
And one last thing about SCORE. SCORE is an association of mentors. It's nonprofit. It was started about 1964-65 as an affiliate of the Small Business Administration, which started about 10 years earlier. And SCORE was started to basically help business owners succeed when they received SBA-guaranteed loans, so there were less failures, fewer failures in the business.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much grown and grown and grown. One of the other aspects of mentoring we have for business owners is online mentoring. So if you have a special need that we don't have a resource for here in the Fox Cities, there are people around the country that you do online mentoring with. It's very effective, and it's a growing dimension
right.
of SCORE.
So. Right. Yeah, there's over almost 14,000 mentors out there throughout the country. Right. So if you need some help on something that may be a little bit unusual, we can find it for you.
Okay, with that, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll introduce Dr. Doug Nelson. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And we're back. Thank you, Vicki. We're back. You're listening to BizTalk. We're glad you're with us this morning. We have a great program. Dr. Doug Nelson is a dentist here in Appleton, started his practice in 1981. And he's going to talk to us about some of the challenges he faced in starting the practice, acquiring one. And you can imagine, if you go to the dentist, how much technology has changed over those years. So we're going to talk about some of the challenges that even a dentist faces in business. Good morning, Doug. Glad you're on the show this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Doug. When did you start the practice? You bought a practice in town, and where are you located, and what sort of practice is it?
All right. It's a general dental practice, and we're located on the north side of Appleton, just off the corner of Ballard and Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little cul-de-sac there called Commerce Court, and we're on the left side.
Isn't there a Burger King or a Hardee's?
There's a Hardee's right
Hardee's
on the corner.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay. And you purchased a practice from Dr. Rydell, I believe?
That's right. Yeah. I graduated in 1979 and was in the Public Health Service Corps up in Lakewood and moved down here to Appleton in 81 and was fortunate enough to find Ed and we worked together. I worked for him for a year and then he worked for me for about 2 years before he retired, and it worked beautifully.
It was a very smooth transition, and as a former banker, I'd always encourage people who are going to buy a business or want to get into a business to go work in that business for a while and find out what it's like and experience the ups and downs and the weekend hours and the evening hours and the pros and the cons before you actually make the commitment to acquire a business. And then to have the seller work with the buyer for a year or two after that to assist with the transition. In your case, it was a lot of patience.
Yeah, he had a nice practice, and when we moved to our current location and revised our computerization some, I ran an analysis, and 50% of our patients, about 15 years later, were still patients from Ed. And so the transition went really smoothly, because that's a time when a lot of people say, well, I don't want to drive that far anymore.
Sure.
There's somebody who's nearby I'll go to. And we really did a smooth transition.
Yep.
I'm always have been grateful to him for the way he handled it.
Yep. Okay. Are you, at this point in time, still taking new patients?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that isn't doing that.
Okay. And to do that, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, you can go through our website to learn more about us. It's www.drdougnelson.com.
Doctor is DR.
DrDougNelson.com.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
And our phone number is 734-0909. And, yeah, we're happy to take new patients.
If you have a question for Dr. Nelson this morning, please give us a call. Our number here in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Doug, when you took over the practice, you probably had your way of doing things versus the way that Dr. Riedel did things.
Sure.
Accounting or scheduling or hiring people. How did that transition go?
One of the things that helped things go really smooth was that Ed had gotten to where he really was not very interested in the administration of things anymore. He enjoyed seeing his patients. He'd love coming into work, but he didn't want to do any of that stuff. And so I was young and just kind of took over that part, much to his happiness. And one of the things I did is I took over the payroll. We found that he was paying $400 a month, which at that time was much more than it is now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To have three paychecks done twice a month.
Wow. Okay.
And I said, well, I'll take that over. And he was, happy to save the money. And what he didn't know is that I had no idea how to deduct the taxes from the paychecks. I had no idea how to pay the taxes. I just figured it out and didn't get him in trouble. And it was one of the things that helped me understand too how things run and what I needed to know, and I still do the payroll.
Okay.
That was pretty important for you to understand what's going on in the cash side of your company as you're also running the company and thinking strategically about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
When we talked a little bit before we came on the air here about the things, finding out what you need to know and also what you need to keep learning to stay in your profession on both sides, both the dental side and the business side. How have you managed to stay in up to date on some of that? How do you still do a lot of learning?
Yeah, I average 100 hours a year of continuing education, and in fact, since October, I've done about 150 hours because there have been a fair number of opportunities. But everything's changing. The technology is entirely different. I use almost none of the same materials that I used 5 years ago.
Okay.
And things are getting better and better and better. It's not a matter of just change for change's sake. We're seeing dramatic improvements.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to take a quick break here, Randy. We'll be back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Nelson. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Thank you. and more money and more money.
There's a song that's near and dear to your heart, Tony.
But money will not make you happy. You still have to have a happy life, and that's why we advise people to read Wynn's book.
Yes.
Winning Ways for Life.
Yep.
Wynn is a SCORE mentor, and we're very proud of that he's a SCORE mentor, and he wrote this book, story of his life, and how he balances financial astuteness with spiritual engagement to have a happy life.
Right, right.
So thanks for that little music there, Vicki. That was great. We're talking this morning with Dr. Doug Nelson, a dentist in Appleton, and we're talking about technology and how Doug got into the practice and purchased one that was existing here in Appleton. And during the break, we were talking about technology and how fast it's moving. But I'd like to ask Dr. Nelson a question about relationships with patients, because you're very focused on working with your patients and making sure they're informed before you put in a crown or do the drilling or remove a tooth or an implant. But the patients also have to appreciate what resources the dentist will bring to the chair. Some dentists will bring more resources than others. Some are cutting edge, some are not cutting edge. What's your experience been with retaining patients, Doug? I mean, you mentioned in the first segment that about 50% of your patients remained with you from the Riedel practice.
You'd love to say that nobody's ever left the practice or something like that, but overall, we've maintained a very strong relationship with our patients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they appreciate that we don't have a lot of turnover in staff. Mm-hmm. I'm there almost all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like you go in and there's a different face there or somebody new that you've got to get adjusted to. And a lot of what we do is build relationships with people. We work with them as people, not as a set of teeth coming in, and I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. We did mention the question about technology over the years since you started your practice, how technology has changed and how it's continuing to change. Could you kind of give us an idea of what you've had to adjust to?
Well, I guess when I first started, we were doing amalgam restorations. That's the silver ones that you still see, and they're about 30% mercury, and at the time it was the best that we could do for a reasonable price. The really top notch dentists back then worked in gold, but uh-huh. It was very, very expensive. It took more time. If you wanted a crown, it would be a metal base with porcelain baked to it, and they were sure better than what was done in the past, but they weren't very lifelike. And now we're working almost exclusively in porcelains and resins. I quit doing amalgams in 1996 or 7 because I couldn't see any reason to keep putting mercury into people and then putting it into the environment when we took it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that required a lot of different kind of, it's a different feel to work with it, and it takes a different set of skills to work with the resins, and now we've moved to where we're working more and more with porcelain.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a computerized system in the office where we can mill crowns and inlays out of perfect porcelain and bond them the same day. And the strength of these restorations is essentially the same as the untouched tooth. So it's and they look good. They look like a tooth, not like something that's been just stuck on there.
Mm-hmm. If you have a question for Dr. Doug Nelson this morning, give us a call in Appleton at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. And if you're on your computer, you can email Randy at biztalkwithscore.com. We have our computer fired up. You can email a question in, and Randy will pick it up on the computer.
Doug, we were talking there about the changes and so on. It sounds like the technology is being used, though, primarily to have the better outcome. That's your goal for the patient?
Everything has to be around what's best for the patient. I mean, when I start putting myself first is when people know that. Mm. And so everything is geared around what is good for them.
Okay. Alrighty. Another area that all of us get tangled up in and so on, we talked a little bit about too, was insurance. Mm-hmm. It's a problem today. It's part of the world that we live in, health insurance and dental insurance. How have you experienced, what's your experiences in those areas? How have you been working with that?
Are we going to be able to extend the program about another hour? Or,
we've been doing a number of insurance programs, so people are kind of geared to it.
Big topic.
Insurance is sort of it's the good news and bad news. The great thing about dental insurance is that it was started actually by the Dental Association in the 1960s to prove that it could work.
Mm-hmm.
Insurers didn't believe that it would work. They then spun off what became Delta Dental.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one.
And of course it's been working.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that both in medicine and in dentistry, there's been a mm-hmm. attitude created that it shouldn't cost anything out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that if your fees are higher than the insurance company wants to pay, that you're overpriced or you're ripping people off. And in reality, the insurance companies have not changed the maximum benefit for most people since the 1960s.
Mm.
It's still $1,000 a year for most people. Well, in the 1960s, $1,000 bought a lot of dentistry.
Sure did.
Now in 2013, it's nowhere near that amount. And the premiums have gone up surprisingly in that 50 years.
And one of the other problems is that everything is, everybody's, every dentist is the same as far as the insurance company is concerned, as far as that is concerned. And does that hold water? Is that true?
Well, the insurance companies would like everybody to, they'll pay reimbursement the same whether you're doing your first one right out of school or you're keeping up with the newest and the latest. And, I guess that's part of why one of the decisions I made in running my business is not to get involved with the programs that the insurers are wanting to push us to, the HMOs and the,
mm-hmm.
We work with Delta because that one you almost have to, but a lot of the others are asking us to accept fees from 10 years ago. And, costs have gone up, on all levels, and it just simply can't be done,
mm-hmm.
and without cutting quality and without making changes I'm not willing to make.
I appreciate that. Okay.
And
I'm sorry.
Well, and like for instance, for a crown, you can have a crown made in a lab that sends it off to China and it comes back here, and I can get it done very, very cheaply, or I can send one to a lab that's high quality. Mm-hmm. And, that's
do
what
it
we
right.
do. Yeah,
do it right.
Exactly.
Doug, in terms of dental care, what can a patient do to maintain good dental health? And what are some signs that maybe something's wrong?
Well, it's the things that you hear about every time you go to the dentist. I mean, we sound like a broken record, but I've come to believe that for many people, dental problems are really something they choose to have. What we're seeing is people coming in that are drinking 12 cans of soda a day. Smoking is another thing that just destroys the gum tissue and the support of the teeth. And so if people would avoid especially the frequency of exposure to sugar, and then floss and brush and take care of things like they hear every time they go in, they could minimize their dental bills dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
How frequently should they go in, Doug?
Well, the official word over the years has been twice a year. If you look at it from the science point of view, it would be 3 times to 4 times a year because it takes that long for the bacteria to go to work after you've had a cleaning.
Okay.
So, but again, insurers won't pay for that except for in special cases.
Sure.
You know, pregnancy and people with diabetes and things like that.
Now, when you do an oral exam, you look at the glands in the neck and you pull the tongue out and you look at the tongue. What are you looking for?
We're looking for, basically there we're looking for oral cancer. And what I tell patients is you can do the same thing. And what I'm looking for is things that just don't look like they belong there. Red ulcerated areas that won't go away, lumps and bumps that are different. And you can do an exam of the lymph glands in your neck just running your hands down both sides.
Okay.
And what you feel for is it the same on both sides?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel something that's hard like a marble, doesn't move and isn't painless or is painless, that's a sign of trouble oftentimes.
Have it looked at quickly then.
Exactly. If you've got a sore gland from a cold or a sinus infection or something, it'll be painful and it'll move but it'll feel swollen. That's usually nothing to be alarmed about.
Doug, what do you tell a patient who says, I just don't trust the dentist? I'm going to go to the dentist, and I'll tell you what, when I go to that dentist, he's always going to find something he's got to do, and it's more money.
People say that?
No, that was Kenny Kempfer's program with the automobiles. That's the difference.
Yeah. Under the hood.
Yeah.
Well, what I try to do is I try to not just say, here's what you need done, but we try to communicate it. We've got little cameras that we can go in and take pictures in the mouth, and we can show people on x-rays. And there should be something that you can be shown that is wrong, rather than just having to accept that you've
someone
been told.
Said it. Just because someone said it, it doesn't mean that that's always the case.
Yeah.
It's always better if you can see what's wrong.
Yeah, one of the things you mentioned, you just alluded to it too, is like, you know, we were talking about technology changes, the x-rays. I mean, we used to go in and have wall-to-wall x-rays done.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that today?
Well, we just got some new x-ray equipment that is absolutely incredible. For a panoramic x-ray, which replaces the where we used to go around and take like 18 pictures all around the mouth, it's about a quarter of the exposure to radiation, and we get more information, and the detail is so much better than we had even 5 years ago. And then the second device that we just recently got is a dental CAT scan. We've actually had one since 2004, but I sold the old one and bought this one because it's half the radiation exposure. And with that, we can go through the mouth and the neck and associated structures in three dimensions. And it's really incredible. If I see something it gives me three different views all at once. And if I see something I'm not sure what it is, I just click on it, and all the views go to show me what that is.
Wow.
And so it's we're seeing things that we never saw before.
Yeah, it's like Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling to places you've never imagined.
Yeah,
but it's all
for
the help of the patient.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, too, as from a business perspective, in order to keep yourself up to date and keep your practice current, you really have to take advantage of these sort of things.
Well, if somebody said a while back that if you're not moving ahead, you're falling behind because everybody else is moving ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you quit learning and you quit investing and you quit keeping up, you're rapidly passed up, especially nowadays. Everything is changing so fast.
You had said, how many hours are you required to have for continuing ed a year?
It's interesting. In Wisconsin, we just in the last 4 years had to have continuing education. I always was embarrassed that the guy who cuts my hair and does a good job was required to get more continuing ed than I was.
Okay.
And now we're required to get, I think it's 25 or 30 hours every 2 years.
Okay.
So it's still, even just to keep up with that much for your license, in my opinion, isn't enough.
Well, as you said, you had over 100 hours that you've put in for continuing education so far since when? Since October?
Yeah, about 150 since October.
Yeah, so.
I think patients can tell the difference between going to a provider, whether it's a doctor or an attorney or whatever. The ones who are proactive and stay on the cutting edge are those who are just reactive and just keep responding to all the changes that are coming their way. Because it shows in the quality of the service. I think that's one of the critical components of a successful practice.
Yeah, and at the same time, there are a lot of people who the only thing they care about is price.
Yep.
It's one of those cases, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You simply can't afford to be the cheapest dentist in town if you have equipment that allows you to do some of the things that really do a good job for patients.
Right. Okay. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back and talk to Dr. Doug Nelson in the final segment. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to our final segment of BizTalk this morning. We're visiting with Dr. Doug Nelson, a dentist here in Appleton. We've had a great conversation with Dr. Nelson. I just want to ask him a quick question, and Randy's got a question. Doug, what is the trend in cavities today? Are you seeing more cavities today or fewer cavities? And I know earlier in the segment you said it's a matter of choice among patients, but is there a trend going on?
In young people that are taking care of their teeth, we see lots of people who have almost none or no cavities at all by the time they leave home and head off to college. On the other hand, there are young people who get their first job at a place where they can have all the soda they want, or mm-hmm. mom and dad are always have soda in the house, and we'll see people go from no cavities when they get that first job to a dozen or more in a year.
Ooh.
What I tell my patients is I've got people who their insurance will cover, like I say, about $1,000 a year. And I've got people who that'll take care of their dental needs for 4 to 5 years. And I've got other people that will pay for half of what they need on one tooth.
Okay.
And you don't want to get in that second group.
Right. Okay. All righty. Well, you just mentioned, jobs and so on. We talked a little bit about the dental profession and so on. We've got people out there looking to see where they want to go or what they want to do. How do you train for, or what do you need to train for, especially in not only just the dentist side, but also the staffing side? What do people have to do to get into the business?
There's a number of different positions in dentistry. One of the ones that's quickest to get into is being a dental assistant. And there is a superb program at the Fox Valley Tech for dental assistants that gets them into offices to be trained, as well as the academic work. The Fox Valley Tech also has a hygiene program that has been out there for a number of years, and the hygienist is a separate licensed professional who does the cleaning of teeth and treats gum problems and periodontal disease. That's a 2-year program, I believe, at the Tech, and there's also a number of other places you can do that. But there's one in Green Bay, but those are the two most close to us.
Mm-hmm.
To get into a dentist, you need to do an undergrad program that involves a lot of science and biology and chemistry and that sort of thing. And then you apply. There are, I don't even remember how many dental schools in the country. We lost some and now mm-hmm. we've gained some again. And that's a 4-year program. And from there you can specialize in any one of several specialties if you choose to. And that's another 2 to 4 years of school.
A lot of school.
Okay. A lot of school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug, in terms of, the biz tip that we ask our guests for, each week, do you have a biz tip for us? Something you've learned along the way, a little pearl of wisdom?
Well, I learned this way, way back from my dad. And he told me, he said, never hesitate to invest in yourself. He says, one, they can't take it away from you, and you're always improving. And that's what I've tried to do, is always be the best you can be.
I think it shows, and your show this morning is full of indications and evidence that if you're not on a cutting edge, you're going to be left behind, as you said earlier in the program. Doug, tell us again where folks can get a hold of you. How can they find you?
We're located just off the corner of Ballard and Capitol at 3521 Commerce Court. Our phone number is 920-734-0909, and our website is www.drdougnelson.com, drdougnelson.com.
Doug, thanks a lot for being our guest this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Randy, you have another item.
Just real quickly, we do partner quite a bit with the Better Business Bureau, and they send out some scam alerts on a regular basis. It's tax time. One of the scams that are going on right now is the tax refund scam. Be very careful of this. If you get contacted by someone who says they're from the IRS, state of Wisconsin, and have a refund for you, but have to have information about your bank to send it to, your Social Security number, anything else they need to confirm, be very, very careful. The IRS will never call you to tell you you have a refund coming. It's a phishing scam.
And financial institutions will never call you and ask you questions about your accounts either. So
right.
If you have any sense at all that this is a scam, hang up the phone, say goodbye,
yep,
and try to report it if you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a hold of Better Business Bureau or get a hold of some officials.
Well, that's our show for the weekend. We're glad you tuned in. We're glad to have you along. Tune in next week. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.